Okay. Thank you, Madam President. I was a victim of technology. Thanks to you, I am a survivor. Señora Presidenta.
Madam Chair, as this is the first time my delegation takes the floor, allow me to recognize your excellent leadership in the chair of the 13th meeting of high contracting parties to Protocol 5 during this year. We would like to expand that appreciation to the members of your team. We will offer you our full support and constructive participation. The full version of my statement will be sent to the Secretariat. Madam Chair, for Chile, despite that we do not have ERWs, Protocol 5 on ERWs does remain an important instrument of IHL. This expands the list of tools available to reduce the amount of deaths, injuries, and in general, suffering left behind by all armed conflicts, particularly as regards the civilian population. ERW is an ongoing problem, potentially lethal. The removal of ERW, as we know, takes years or decades. This hinders the delivery of humanitarian aid, social reconstruction, economic reconstruction. In general, it prevents states from focusing their efforts on the development of a future in peace. The changing nature of armed conflict, and in particular the growing urbanization of armed conflict, and also given the need to protect civilians as indicated in the protocol with a full adoption of all feasible precautions, makes the nature of ERWs more complex and acute. The change in the nature of these conflicts makes it necessary for us to strengthen Protocol 5, especially universalization and full implementation. We appreciate the activities for universalization undertaken under your chair. We fully support them, and we welcome Benin as a state party. For Chile, the full implementation of the protocol is key for the development of the convention as a tool in IHL. We grant high value to national reports. This is a transparency measure, but it also contributes to confidence building and more efficient identification of the needs for cooperation and assistance. This strengthens international response capacity to the problems that arise from ERW. Also of great importance is that we share experiences, good practices, and information in general. Madam Chair, my delegation wishes to underscore the importance that we grant to victim assistance with a gender perspective in this protocol, and in general, in all humanitarian disarmament instruments. We appreciate the session on this matter held during the August meeting of experts. We support the naming of a coordinator on this topic. For full implementation of Protocol 5, we cannot leave behind assistance for victims and the plan of action for 2008. For my delegation, it is absolutely key that we generate synergies between the different humanitarian disarmament instruments that work on victim assistance. We must take a step further with international standards that strengthens the principles on which we base our victim assistance. As members of the Victims Assistance Committee on the Mine Ban Convention, we would like to address complementary and common aspects between the instruments. We must have integration which allows us to offer the greatest possibilities to victims and survivors to achieve reparation and social reinsertion on equal footing. Madam Chair, the provisions of Protocol 5 reflect the expectations of the international community. These expectations, as states parties, we must bring into action. You can count on our delegation to support your efforts in these ways. Thank you very much.